Okay, welcome to the deep dive. Today we are going to look into something that I am pretty sure all of us have experienced, and that is, well, the slow and often kind of painful, honestly, process of reviewing and editing documents. You know, staring at the screen, different versions all over the place, and all you really want is just to have that final version without losing your mind.
You know, it's so true. And when you add in, you know, more than one person, and especially a team that maybe hasn't really worked together that much, something that should be pretty focused and straightforward can become a real drag on your time. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own feedback, and it's not always even focused on what matters most.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been looking at this interesting approach, a kind of three-phase workflow for editing manuscripts, which I think has the potential to really bring some order to all of this.
Yeah.
And some speed. You see, sending a fresh draft to everyone right away, well, that can actually kind of backfire because it can multiply the time spent, you know. And then there's also the risk of everyone trying to force their own writing style on things before even the core ideas are solid. And then you just have this whole mess of going back and forth and rewriting and, well, you know.
Well, what's really key here is realizing that, you know, not all feedback is like equally important at each stage. So this approach tackles the kind of the habit that people have, you know, reviewers, of jumping into the wording and style and stuff before they even know if the main idea is even like strong or even worth talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to give you something useful to take away, a framework, you know.
Okay, so let's jump right into phase one, the research review. And the thing is, this isn't about commas and grammar, all right. It's about the very foundation of the document, the actual research itself. Think of it like, you know, doing your homework, really thinking about what you're dealing with. Because if you skip this, it's like building, I don't know, a skyscraper on a bad foundation. Doesn't really matter how nice the penthouse looks, does it?
Exactly, exactly. The main thing here is figuring out if the base research is even sound. And there are a few key things you got to check. First, has the author, you know, do they even understand and have they used the existing research in the field? Like, are they building on the something solid, something that's already known?
Yeah, it makes total sense. You wouldn't want to waste time, you know, making a section perfect if it turns out to be based on, I don't know, like a total misunderstanding of what we already know.
Yeah.
What else should people be looking for in this first phase?
So the second thing is looking at the methods. I mean, the actual steps and ways they used to do the research, right? Were they even the right methods for the questions they were asking? Were they used correctly? And if they did any statistics, were those right too? Because if there's a flaw in the methods, well, that just kind of messes up everything that comes after it.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to see how clearly the results are actually, you know, presented. Are they easy to follow, easy to understand?
So you're really focusing on the what of the research here, making sure it's all solid. But what about the so what? Like, does this initial review also look at, I don't know, the impact of the research? Yeah. Is it even important?
Absolutely. So this phase, you're also going to be comparing the conclusions in the manuscript to what they were originally trying to do, you know, the objectives of the project. Do the findings actually answer the questions they started with? And really importantly, are the conclusions themselves actually supported by what they showed in their results?
I see. So this first phase is like, it's like a gatekeeper.
Right.
You're making sure everything's good to go before you move on.
That's right.
By looking at all these research elements from the start, you're making sure you're building on something that's strong and that you can trust. Seems pretty logical to me. Find the big problems early before people start, you know, spending ages on like writing and formatting.
It's true. If the research itself is messed up, all the fancy writing in the world won't save it, you know? So yeah. Fixing these big problems right at the beginning saves a lot of wasted effort, a lot of frustration later.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So once you're sure that the research is actually good, the workflow moves to phase two, and that is document structure. Okay, now you're shifting from, you know, individual findings to the bigger picture, the overall flow, the organization. It's like the what our source calls the storytelling of the document.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like outlining a book before you write each chapter. You wouldn't just start writing page one and hope it magically turns into a great story.
That's a good way to put it. This is where you think about how the whole thing fits together, you know. One big question is, has the author given enough background info? So does the reader have enough context to get the research right and understand why it matters?
Yeah, right. And is there anything, you know, any background or discussion that is just not needed? Maybe they could cut it out to make the whole thing tighter. I'm sure you've read things where it felt like you were just swimming through pages of stuff that wasn't even important.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, being efficient in your review process isn't just about finding what needs to be added. It's also about seeing what can be taken out, you know?
Yeah.
Makes the document stronger, more focused for the reader.
Yeah.
The structural review also looks at how information is presented. Like, is there a logical order? Does it build understanding as you read? Or is it all over the place?
Makes a huge difference in how well a message actually gets through.
Totally.
A good structure, it's like a guide. You know, it takes you through the information step by step.
It does, absolutely. And finally, in this phase, you're also looking at the length of the whole thing. Like, does it fit any specific requirements, you know?
Mm.
Thinking about that now saves you from having to make, like, massive cuts later when you're maybe a bit more attached to the actual writing.
So this phase is about, like, making sure the story makes sense and is efficient before you even start thinking about individual sentences.
Yeah, right.
It's like setting up the right framework, you know, so the reader can easily follow the line of thought.
Exactly. You know, by tackling the structure after you've checked the research, you avoid that really annoying thing of having to totally rearrange big chunks of text after they've already been edited for style and grammar and all that. Saves you a ton of work.
So much rework, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the research is good, the structure is good, makes sense. Now you're on to phase three, which is text editing. This is where you really get down into the details of the writing itself. All those little things that make it really clear and polished for the person reading it.
It is. This final phase, it's all about those finer points. You're looking at the phrasing. Are the sentences clear? Are they short enough? Are they using the best words to actually get the meaning across? You're also checking how paragraphs link together, you know? Do the ideas flow well, one to the next?
And then, of course, well, you know, grammar. Got to make sure that's all good. Any mistakes in grammar, spelling, punctuation, things that could distract you from the main point.
Absolutely. And don't forget, text editing also means checking those links. You know, the ones to tables, figures, appendices, make sure they're all accurate, that you can actually find the info they're talking about. And finally, the references. Make sure those are complete and in the right format.
Now, the source actually suggests a specific order, even within this phase, right? It says start with the structural components like tables and figures and then move on from there. Why is that?
Well, the thinking is actually quite smart. When you do tables and figures first, you're dealing with, you know, captions, labels, all the references to them from within the text itself. If you get these right early on, it saves you from having to change things multiple times if you make changes to the surrounding text.
Okay, that's smart. So then you move on to punctuation and abbreviations.
You got it. These are really key for keeping the whole document clear and consistent for your reader. So by doing them before you check the grammar, you're making sure that when you look at the grammar, you're also taking those style elements into account.
And finally, the grammar check. So it's a really specific process, even within this final phase.
It is.
All to make that final read as smooth as possible.
Exactly. You want to minimize the chance of having to do things again, you know. So by addressing those elements that are most likely to affect other parts of the document, you're making the whole process more efficient, less frustration for everyone.
All right. So, I mean, this three-phase approach, it seems pretty good in theory, but the source also mentions that it can be tough to coordinate bigger teams using this method. You know, it's pretty easy to imagine, I guess, that people might want to jump right into line editing and miss those bigger problems with the research or the structure.
This is really important, especially if you're the one, you know, running the review. It's really natural, especially for those who haven't done this a lot, to focus on those surface level edits, like fixing words, because those are the ones you see first. So they might spend a bunch of time, you know, rewording things only to find out later that, oh, whole sections need to be rewritten or even taken out because there were, you know, basic problems with the research or the structure is just bad.
And as the source says, that can lead to people thinking they've done enough, even if they haven't dealt with the most important underlying problems, which could be a real trap in terms of efficiency.
Right. And that's where the idea of starting with a smaller group for that research review is really useful. By having a few people look at that core research first, you can, like, spot and fix those big issues before you send it out to everyone else for the structural and text editing. That way, when the whole team gets it, they're working with something that's, you know, already much stronger.
Yeah, that's really efficient. You're not giving a big group something that might be full of problems.
You're not.
It's like a quality check right at the beginning.
It is. It makes sure everyone's time is being used well, and it means that when the whole team gets involved, their work is focused on making a document better that's already been through those initial checks. And the source stresses that all three phases are absolutely necessary to get a really high quality document. But this order is chosen specifically to be efficient with time, you know, and to stop those disruptive changes from happening later on.
Okay, so just to sum up, this three-phase workflow is a strategic way to edit a manuscript. Phase one, you make sure the research itself is good and you understand it. Phase two, you make sure the document has a logical and effective structure that will guide your reader. And phase three, you polish the text, fine-tune everything to make sure it's clear and has impact.
And by doing these in this order, you can save a lot of time and effort, make sure the review is thorough at each stage, and avoid the chaos that comes from trying to, you know, deal with feedback on a document that has fundamental problems.
I think this has been a really useful deep dive into something that's very practical and often, frustrating. Makes a lot of sense to apply this kind of structured thinking to something that can often feel, you know, very unstructured and time consuming.
It does. And this brings up an important question for you to think about, you know, for your own work. How would using a more structured review process, like this three-phase approach, how would that affect how efficient and how good your review processes are? I mean, whatever kind of document you're working with, think about those key principles. You know, focus on the main idea first, then move to the structure, and only then deal with the small details. Think about how those ideas could apply to what you do to help you avoid getting overwhelmed with information and get more clarity and control in your reviews.
Really interesting stuff. Well, thanks for joining us for the deep dive.
Thanks for having me.